Post-Digital Lifehack, we're going to be giving you a can't-miss call from the Kim Komando Show that just lit up our weekends. It's hard to believe it, but today, Facebook turns 20 years old. And let me tell you, it's come a long, long way. Mark Zuckerberg built and co-founded his social network while in his Harvard University dorm room. Little did he know that his site would change how humans communicate and interact. 3.3 billion people use Facebook every month. That's nearly 40% of people on the planet. If you've been hanging out on Facebook for any amount of time, think about all the photos, the updates, chats, and videos that you've shared. And yes, Facebook saves it all. If you want to download and get a copy, it's super easy. Just log into Facebook and go to Settings and Privacy, and then find Download Your Information. Facebook will do its thing, and then they're going to give you a heads up when the download is ready. Now, if you need the exact steps, just hit commando.com. And while you're there, hit the big red button that says, when a PC or Mac.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua. In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. Larry in Peoria, Illinois. Glad to have you with us. What's going on, Larry?
Hi, Kim. My pleasure to talk to you. You are an angel out there. Really appreciate your show. I'm a huge fan. Been listening to you since Dallas when you had the pool for your homepage many years ago.
Yeah, that was funny. Yes, that's perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Two questions for you today, Kim. How do I get myself out of these people searches? You had an article or a show, you talked about it in one of the tech news is about getting rid of the people search. But when I tried to do that, they started asking me for personal information to verify me. And I'm thinking, no, I don't really want to give that, do I? And the second question is about these cookies. How do I turn them all off to be sure?
Well, you got two different topics here, Larry. Let's talk about the people search sites. Is that for many, many months, we did something called Opt-Out Tuesday. And every Tuesday, we helped you get out of a people search site. But we started running into roadblocks because we would give all the instructions on how to opt out. And then the people search sites would turn around and then change all the instructions on us overnight. Be like, oh, my gosh. And the people search site, there are just so many out there with names that you don't know and I don't know. And of course, you know, there's always the big one, Family Tree Now. And then you've got Zaba Search and PQ. And that just goes on and on and on. It becomes a bit of whack-a-mole because as soon as you get yourself out of one site, another site will pop up with the same information or maybe even more detailed information. But you can do it. You can do it. We have steps over on commando.com for all the popular websites. And they do have to ask for some verification. You know, so this way they know that you really truly are you. But I'm always cautious, like you are, of giving out my driver's license to just about anybody under the sun. Nonetheless, a people search site, right? You're like, okay, right. What are we doing here? We have a relatively new sponsor of the show. You may have seen their ads and heard the ads. Maybe you've seen the ads in the newsletters and heard the ads here on the show. It's a company called Incogni, I-N-C-O-G-N-I. And I check out every single sponsor before I even allow them on my air, as you might imagine, because my reputation is so very important to me and trust. And
sure.
I was so skeptical. Like, yeah, sure. They're going to get me out of these people search sites. So, of course, you know, they give me a coupon. I sign in. And in just a matter of minutes, they removed my data from 74 different sites. I mean, literally, a matter of minutes. And now I've got 114 total sites that they're working on getting rid of the data from. And these are people search sites, but also data brokers. They do charge for this, and I think they charge $7 a month. And if you use promo code Kim, you're going to save 60%. But again, you can do this all yourself. But sometimes it's easier to maybe find a good service that will do it. And again, like I tell you, I was so skeptical. Like, yeah, sure, because I know what a nightmare it is to try to get yourself out of these sites. So that said, what were you concerned about with cookies?
Well, cookies, when you go to the site, it says how to adjust them. Well, are they already turned off so they're not doing that stuff when they're on off to the left? Or we got to turn them to swipe them to the right so they're turned green or whatever to stop them from taking and tracking my personal information? I'm confused.
Well, first of all, cookies, what they do, they use really small text files, and they're put on by websites that you visit. They will hold things like anything that you left in a shopping cart, your login information, any type of personalized experience. They're not going to go in and grab your private data, but they are identifiers that could be linked to your profile on that particular site. Now, when you do to go to a new website, especially depending upon what site that you live in, you may have to accept or reject all cookies. That's especially true if you're coming in from, say, the state of California that has some pretty strict privacy rules. You're in Illinois. They are also way up there as well. So I'm not surprised that you're seeing accept all cookies or reject all cookies. So what you want to do is hit the button that says reject the cookies if you don't want them. If you want to accept them, you can do that. And you're still concerned about your privacy, you want to use your browser in incognito mode or private browsing. It's not that everything's not going to be shared, but it is limited just a little bit thereafter. So I wouldn't worry about those cookies way too much. I know we all love cookies. Sometimes we don't like these type of cookies. And don't forget, you can always remove all the cookies inside your browser settings as well. Larry, thank you for your kind words, and thanks for being a fan for such a long time, and I appreciate you getting through. Hey, huge thanks for tuning in, folks. And if you've got a question that's burning a hole in your brain, just drop me a line. Head over to commando.com, with a K, of course, and tap email Kim. Yes, I do read every single question. Now, for tech insights you can't afford to miss, grab my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.